For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump let reporters know once again that the partial government shutdown will continue until he gets his border wall funding. He says that the wall will become a reality despite the current budget impasse.
It's my hope to have this done, completed, all 500 to 550 miles, to have it either renovated or brand new by election time.
In fact, the president tells reporters he plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas to view the wall for himself.
In January, I'm going there. We're almost having a groundbreaking. It's such a big section.
The argument between the White House and Congress over taxpayer funding for the border wall has led to a partial government shutdown with no end in sight. President Trump promised during his campaign that Mexico would pay for the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An 8-year-old boy has died who was in government custody after entering the United States from Guatemala. He is the second immigrant child to die in Customs and Border Protection custody this month. Officials say the child was diagnosed with a cold and fever, then was given medicine and released. The boy then died hours later. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. In a move expected to draw international condemnation, Japan has announced it's withdrawing from the International Whaling Commission in order to resume commercial killing of the protected animals. Japan says the hunting will be limited to their country's territorial waters and economic zones. The commission had rejected Tokyo's request to resume commercial whaling. Japan has long maintained against scientific evidence that most whale species aren't endangered and that eating whale is a part of the Japanese culture. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Russia is hoping to keep a clear communications channel with the United States open. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A top Russian official says Moscow expects a hotline between Russia and the U.S. military will stay in place despite the impending U.S. withdrawal from Syria. President Trump announcing last week the U.S. will withdraw all of its 2,000 troops in Syria, a move that will leave control of that eastern third of the nation up for grabs. Russia launching its military operation there in 2015 to back its longtime ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Russian deputy foreign minister saying in an interview that would be a big mistake to dismantle the hotline that Russia and the U.S. have used to prevent potential clashes. He says he sees no indications that the Americans would stop that line from operating. There's been no comment from the White House, though.
Christmas messages rang out from the White House and from the Vatican. And there was also one from Queen Elizabeth.
Even with the most deeply held differences, treating the other person with respect and as a fellow human being is always a good first step towards greater understanding.
The 92-year-old Queen has been delivering Christmas messages since her coronation in 1952. Her grandfather, King George V, gave the first broadcast message by a reigning monarch in 1932. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.